This is Ozarks at Large. New data show that one in every 65 children in Arkansas has an autism spectrum disorder. University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Little Rock is helping to gather data, working with the U of A Fayetteville on outreach. In the first of a two-part series, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich profiles UAMS's Arkansas Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Program.
In 2000, the Centers for Disease Control began to track the prevalence of autism in the United States, funding six research sites across the country. Known as the National Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Network, its first round of data showed that one in every 150 children under 8 years of age had an autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. This past March, March 27th, with 11 monitoring sites reporting one out of every 68 children under 8 has some form of autism. But Allison Hudson says the prevalence is higher in Arkansas. She's project coordinator for Arkansas Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Program in UAMS's section of developmental pediatrics.
The CDC covered less than 10% of the national population of 8-year-olds. So they're very careful to caution that 1 in 68 is not necessarily representative. But because we covered the entire state of Arkansas, we can say 1 in 65 children in Arkansas, 8-year-olds in Arkansas, was identified with autism spectrum disorders.
Allison Hudson says the Arkansas Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Program gathers data from educational and healthcare sources around the state.
We would have a team of clinician reviewers who are medical and healthcare professionals review the information in the record against the DSM-4 criteria for an autism spectrum disorder. And then they would code that and determine whether or not just the child had ASD or meets the definition of a case. So we work with over 250 sources across the state. We make sure we establish agreements with them to be compliant with HIPAA and FERPA regulations.
The data is processed and assembled, then released to stakeholders. Nearly 8,000 records have been pulled on as many as 7,000 children in Arkansas, all anonymously maintained in a secure database, including demographic data.
Boys are about 4 times more likely to be identified with ASD than girls. We have racial information. White children are more likely to be identified with ASD than black or Hispanic children. They're about 60% more likely to be identified than black children and 90% more likely to be identified than Hispanic children.
35% of those with an ASD in Arkansas have an intellectual disability, a reversal since 2002, which Allison Hudson attributes to more astute reporting by parents, physicians, and educators. Arkansas is one of 2 states in the entire national network that monitors statewide. Dr. Eldon Schultz, MD, principal investigator for the Arkansas Autism and Developmental Disabilities Monitoring Program, says autism can be detected several ways.
Children having difficulty in the social domain, having difficulty connecting with other individuals, other peers, and other adults, and associated with that are abnormal communication patterns and difficulties communicating both verbally and nonverbally, nonverbally meaning gestures and eye contact. And the third piece of it is odd and atypical and stereotypic behaviors such as rocking or spinning and having fascinations and interests in topics that go far beyond what would be typical for the same age peer. And all of those have to be at a level that functionally impair the child.
Dr. Schultz teaches at UAMS, but also maintains a practice as a developmental behavioral pediatrician 2 days a week at the Dennis Developmental Center. He says screening children for an autism spectrum disorder is rigorous.
There is a recommendation by the American Academy of Pediatrics that all children need to be screened using a standardized tool at 18 and between 24 and 36 months. And the tool that is being used most widely is the MCHAT.
Modified Checklist for Autism in Toddlers, MCHAT.
Yes, the MCHAT is a screening tool that is administered or completed by the parent and scored by a clinician, and it then puts the child at no risk or at risk for having autism. And based upon that, further evaluation would be indicated if the child is determined to be at risk for the disorder.
Diagnostic terminology is also falling by the wayside, including Asperger's syndrome, which now falls under the umbrella of autism spectrum disorder. ASDs are difficult to track, experts say, because of changing diagnostic criteria and lack of diagnostic biomarkers. But Dr. Schultz says good interventions are in place now, which begins with educating parents to avoid misleading information.
The parents need to be grounded in a scientific approach to how they're going to intervene with their children. And then the next thing is parents need to connect with their early intervention or early childhood's programming through their local community. And that is, in Arkansas, it's the early intervention is the 0-3 First Connections is the name of the program. And that is through their county DHS office. And then above 3-5 is the public school, and that's early childhood services. And they provide an array of services. As an example of the kind of the core therapies are OT, or occupational therapy, physical therapy, and speech therapy. But there's 12 other services that can be provided through those agencies that will help the child and the family. With the hopes of getting the child to be as typical as possible, and hopefully the child entering kindergarten with minimal to no services, so the child looking typical when they get to that age.
Medications may also be prescribed for co-occurring symptoms, for example, ADHD, anxiety, depression, or cognitive rigidity, ultra-fixed behavior patterns. Applied behavioral analysis is also increasingly being used by certified practitioners to therapeutically modify behavior, helping children to better assimilate into neurotypical culture. Dr. Schultz first became fascinated with autism decades ago when he was first practicing in San Diego, noticing certain children lacked social interactive skills. So when he arrived at UAMS, the diagnosis was still rare, but within the past 5 years, he said, it comes up daily now. And he says the cause of autism is more clear now.
The latest literature, and that's become quite stable over the course of the last several years, is there's a 50% environmental or nature and 50% genetic. That number has shifted from being much more genetic in the past, but now there's been two major studies, large-scale studies, that pretty much indicate that there's a 50-50 mix between the two as the causal agents.
And if left untreated, what happens to children with autism spectrum disorders?
We know that the rate of going to college and employment is significantly lower, and being able to lead productive and fulfilled lives is a real challenge for them.
Clinical pediatrician Dr. Eldon Schultz recommends concerned listeners visit the Arkansas Autism Resource and Outreach Center, which lists diagnosis, assistance, insurance information, treatment, and the latest research. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
You can find the Arkansas Autism Resource and Outreach Center at AAROC.org. In the second part of our series on the rise of autism in Arkansas, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich looks at a new autism intervention special ed curriculum being taught at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. That's on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large.